You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
This is Generation X on Joy 94.9. My name's Jacob, and I'm joined in a full studio, Kyle, who's joining us back again.
Hi.
Oh, look.
Am I on?
There you are. There you are. There you are.
Do you want me to speak up a little bit?
Yeah, and Emma and Patrick as well, who are with me every week. Thank you guys for joining us.
No problems.
Now, we've got a really, really exciting show today because we've got a few new Generation X recruits. I don't know, what do we call them?
Generation X-ettes.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Millions.
I get all giddy. I'm getting a little bit giddy listening to the music again.
I'm getting a bit misty.
Are you getting nostalgic?
I'm a bit misty.
Yeah.
Essentially, Jacob is leaving us, and we're going to let a bunch of people jump in his grave.
Yeah,
right,
that's
on
a good
in
idea.
There.
Stomp on it.
Drink and get really rowdy on top of his grave.
Absolutely.
Dress inappropriately at his funeral.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know.
Oh, it got very dark, didn't it?
It did. I'll be taking dancing lessons to dance on your grave. So how do you feel about that? Yeah, so we've got a whole new cache of people coming in to take over from next year. Hopefully next year will be a huge show, as it always is, with lots of fresh voices and... Yes.
Because, frankly, your voice is getting a little bit old.
It is. You know, I listen to myself sometimes. I'm thinking, how nasal do you have to be, Jacob?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, this is Generation X on Joy. I wasn't asking for a response to that. This is Generation X on Joy 94.9. This is a big favourite of mine and Kyle's. On Joy.
Hey, this is Joel Creasy. You're listening to Generation Next, a show for charismatic, charming, attractive, funny young people like myself on Joy 94.9.
That's it. This is Generation Next, Joy 94.9. It's 7:15. Jacob, Emma and Patrick with you in the studio, sharing a microphone because, of course, we're joined by Anna and Matt. Yes, yes, I got the names right.
Yeah.
Yes. So you guys are friends, and you're joining us because you're interested in becoming Gen Next recruits.
Yes. Very much so. Yeah.
So how do you guys know each other?
Not sort of through school, but living in the same area. We went to separate schools, but we kind of just found each other because we lived in a small town.
Drifted
from the
together.
Country.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. So where did you guys come from?
East Gippsland. No one knows where that is. It's on the way to Lakes Entrance.
Yeah, if we say Lakes
Entrance,
you'll know better where
it is.
Yeah.
Okay, we know.
Yeah, it's on the way to the beach.
Yeah, so you guys were talking earlier before about what you guys do. You do a blog, which is an advice blog, and you do podcasts. Is that right?
Sort of. It's Tumblr. So the only way that we can do a podcast is by using SoundCloud, which is an audio program, which you probably know about, for the iPhone. And we both utilize that and then post it immediately to the blog. We just take requests. We get about 6 or 7 questions a day. So it's actually going really, really well at the moment.
Cool. Yeah. What kind of advice do you give? Is it sort of primarily to young people or is it just generic advice?
I get the impression it's mostly young people.
Yeah.
A lot of our questions are anonymous, but a lot of them are about relationships, school problems, depression. Just we get everything.
Yeah.
All types. So I guess don't do drugs is one of the big ones.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Massively so.
We've got some fun getting to know you questions. So I think I'm going to go with Anna first.
Oh, yeah.
Anna. What time did you go to bed last night, and were you alone?
9:30, and yes, because I have the flu.
Oh, boring.
Yeah. I got up for about 3 hours and then went back to bed. So.
Oh, that's no good at all.
No.
And Matt?
I'm a night owl. I went to bed at, I think it was 3 a.m., and I didn't go to bed alone.
I tell you what, Tumblr is the worst for that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, you can spend hours upon hours or weeks on that.
My favourite thing is the Rage comics.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah, from... Meme-based.
Meme-based, yes, exactly.
I like when you quote a Rage comic in public and somebody else turns to you and you're like,
you're from the internet.
I know, I'm just like, what are they talking about?
For people who don't know what Tumblr is, it's basically just a micro-blogging sort of site where the emphasis, I suppose, is just on reblogging funny stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Crazy questions.
All right. Crazy question number two.
Shall I go? What would you call yourself if you could choose your own name?
You can go...
Captain Awesome.
Captain
Awesome. Yeah, definitely.
I was going to go with, McLovin or something,
but yeah, nice.
I want one name, not two. Just
Madonna.
Maybe, yeah, like Madonna. Yeah. Oh, sure.
I swear she had a second name then, didn't she?
I Madonna. Think she did Once Upon a Time.
And she just got rid
the
of
land
just
dropped long, it. Long ago.
Lucky. Captain Awesome. Captain Awesome.
Oh, look, I've got one more, guys. If you could give any gift to me, what would it be?
You want to be cheesy and say happiness? Or
happiness.
Happiness. We'll give you
world
happiness.
Peace. Yeah. A nose job. A sombrero.
Oh, I would give you a sombrero because it's my favourite hat.
Okay, yeah. And I am quite pale. I understand. Yep, cool. Cool.
Is
what
that,
about Patrick?
What, give
what gift would you give to Patrick?
Oh, God, I don't know. A car. If I had the money, I'd be really awesome.
I win.
I'm sorry. He gets a car and I get a sombrero.
Yeah, yeah.
Favorites. I don't know how I feel about this.
Let's keep her.
It depends on the type of car.
I never
though.
Said
could
it was a
go-kart.
Really good
yeah.
car.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Or a minivan.
Or a minivan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or
just embarrassing.
Roller skates. It's a
does that count as a car? It's four
it,
wheels.
It's a vehicle if it's on the road.
True. Mm. Yeah. You can't go through McDonald's with rollerblades though.
You can try.
You can try.
Absolutely. Anna and Matt, you guys are best friends and you want to be on the show together. What do you guys envision you want to sort of do for the show? This is a very job interview type question, but
sure.
Yeah.
I think we bring a really good amount of humour mixed with worldliness, I guess. Which,
yeah. I consider us both reasonably educated.
Reasonably?
Reasonably.
I like the role of the eyes.
I like the question mark at the end of that. No, I don't know. We both have an interest in current affairs and world politics and all those sorts of things.
Yeah,
but
especially youth issues, which I think is a big one. I mean, that's why we started the blog in the first place. So,
yeah. Yep. Cool. Brilliant. And where do you see yourselves in 5 years?
No, this
kidding.
Is easy for me. I want to be on the radio, which is just flat out. I want to be on the radio.
And I'm going to be standing right behind you, supporting you. No, I'd like to be a dietitian in 5 years' time.
Awesome.
If I can get through that much school.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Cool.
I feel like I need to finish this if you'd like to vote for Anna and Matt, SMS us on 0427 Joy 949.
Please do it.
I wish this was Australian Idol because then you could do the whole miming thing as well.
We could and be all like cheesy.
Oh, I hate that bit of that show.
Yeah, well, it was song selection, really. This is Generation X on Joy 94.9. Anna and Matt, thanks for joining us.
No worries at all.
This is Sneaky Sound System on Joy 94.9. Generation X, Joy 94.9. It's a Sneaky Sound System with UFO from a couple of years ago. Generation X, it's 24 minutes past 7 o'clock. Emma, Patrick and Kyle, special guest Kyle in the studio, obviously from the Kyle and Kane show.
It's special K breakfast show with Kyle and Kane.
Special K breakfast show. Look, I can't keep up with all these changes.
Well, I don't know.
How's it going? Well, since you abandoned me.
Look, it's much better for my career.
Yes.
No.
Hey, you've got a really awesome politics guy as well. He's fantastic.
Politics guy that if he ever prepares a segment is really good. His name's Jacob.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know if
like
you know him.
Yeah.
He is a bit of a douche, it's true.
Hey, speaking of politics, did you guys see the Rick Perry campaign ad?
Yes, I did.
Isn't it ridiculous? I've got a little bit of a sample here. This is...
I'm not ashamed to admit that I'm a Christian, but you don't need to be in the pew every Sunday to know that there's something wrong in this country when gays can serve openly in the military, but our kids can't openly celebrate Christmas or pray in school. As president, I'll end Obama's war on religion, and I'll fight against liberal attacks on our religious heritage. Faith made America strong. It can make her strong again. I'm Rick Perry. And I approve this message.
I'm preparing. I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
My main concern with that is it sounds like a Disney movie in the background.
Yeah, I was really enjoying that.
He filmed it at Disneyland.
And I felt like it was sort of, I can imagine little bluebirds flying around him, but I have an issue that he's a douche.
A blatant homophobe. I hate him. And I hate the part at the end where he says he
hates
approves
a strong
his own
word.
Message. Is it? Okay, I detest him. Yeah. Is that stronger?
But it's weird because he's been lagging in the polls quite a bit. He was the one who a couple of weeks ago stumbled in one of the debates and he forgot one of the government agencies that he wanted to scrap and it was terribly embarrassing for him and he's just plummeted them in the polls. So it's interesting for this ad. This is what he thinks is going to sort of bring his popularity back up. He thinks that saying gays can serve in the military but kids can't worship in church or something like that. So,
well, naturally everyone's like entitled to their own opinion.
Absolutely.
And his opinion
is
that gays can't operate in community, like in, you know, the general populace. Well, I don't know. I think he's a bit of...
I think he's like the only reason he's got there is because of that powerful voice. It's just like...
And the Disney music.
I kind of wanted to listen to him.
Yeah, I just want... I'm like, I don't even know what you're saying, but it's so enchanting.
But it was interesting because the ad, I don't know if you guys have seen it, but he's wearing a jacket and a lot of people have pointed out that the jacket he was wearing is the same one that Heath Ledger wore in Brokeback Mountain in one of the scenes.
Ah.
Yeah. So...
Controversy. He's a bit of a sneaky gay, do you think?
Absolutely. This is Generation Next on Joy 94.9. Coming up, we'll be talking to a couple of more Generation Next
job interviewees.
Job interviewees.
We're making it hard on them, I think. Absolutely. I think you guys are actually making it too easy on them.
Oh, really? Oh. Next. Hey, guys, if you can think of any questions that we want to ask them, down to the nitty-gritties, text us on 0427-JOY949 or email us on... onair@joy.org.au.
Absolutely. Or you can tweet us, twitter.com/gennextjoy949. After the break, play that funky white boy on Joy 94.9. Generation Next, Joy 94.9. It's 28 minutes to 8 o'clock. That's play that funky music white boy. I hope you were dancing because I was dancing in the studio.
We were all dancing.
This is Generation Next on Joy 94.9. We've got a couple of new Generation Nexters in the studio, M and Stefan, who are joining us fresh from the street, I suppose.
They just finished work.
So you guys, we've spoken to some guys before who are friends and lifelong friends almost, but you guys just met each other tonight. So, yes.
Actually, we just used the unisex toilets together.
Oh, was that a special moment? Oh,
such a bonding moment. Yeah.
Now, Em, you've been on the show before because you were involved in Arena Theatre Company. So,
yes.
So you're all over youth theatre projects and stuff like that.
Yes, totally all over youth theatre.
Totes, yeah, yes. And you're a bit husky today.
Oh, I'm so husky. I had a really fabulous time at the Meredith Music Festival.
Yeah.
And I've been whispering all day going, please come back, please come back. But it just hasn't come back.
How was it? I was so jealous. I want to go.
It was really, really good. And I think one of the things that made it even better was the weather. The past couple of times I've been, it's just rained and poured and been miserable at times. Yeah, so it was just beautiful sunshine, great music, good tunes, and everyone's just in a really great mood as well. I really enjoyed it, yeah.
Yeah. Now, Stefan, we were talking earlier before, you're an architect.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, just
Sort of.
I've graduated my degree and I'm kind of working for myself, but I'm not really working for a firm, so...
So not in the George Costanza way, in the proper way.
Yeah. Or a marine biologist either. No.
So tell us about, I suppose, your background. How did you sort of get to, come into Joy today, I suppose? What sort of inspired you to come in?
Well, I was living overseas for a couple of years, and when I was overseas, I kind of would feel homesick, and I'd listen to Joy, and so... because a friend of mine recommended it, and so that's how I caught wind of that there is a gay and lesbian radio station in Australia even.
Are you from Melbourne?
Kind of. I was born in Melbourne, but I moved away when I was really young, and I've just moved back here, I guess, 4 months ago. I was living overseas and listening to Joy to kind of give out, feeling of home again. And so, and it's kind of funny to be overseas and discover this radio station when I used to live in Sydney and had no idea that it was even around. And so then I moved, came down to Melbourne and it's on my radio and I was just listening and I heard a call out for, new presenters. And I thought, okay, why not? Yeah. That'd be cool to get involved with something like that, yeah.
So where were you travelling overseas?
I was living in Germany, in Berlin, doing an exchange. Technically. that's where I was at.
Cool. I think we've got a couple of crazy questions.
Crazy. Stefan and Em, who was the last person you spoke to that you didn't want to talk to?
I was just at the Meredith Music Festival.
Is it awkward because it's somebody in the studio?
It's someone outside, actually. I hope he's listening.
That's a tough question. Why don't you go first, Stefan?
Someone I didn't want to talk to. Can you be more specific so I can be more...
Somebody you didn't want to hear from, so it could have been just anybody, on the TV or something.
Like Rick Perry, maybe. We all just had to hear him.
Tony Abbott, maybe? I actually don't know.
Okay, we'll skip that one.
Crazy question.
Here we go. What was your favourite toy as a child?
And now? My teddy. That's still called Teddy.
Creative.
Well, I was a child and,
Do you still have Teddy?
Yes, I do still have Teddy. Teddy has a rather, unfortunately, large hole in the back of his neck. I don't know how long Teddy's going to survive for, but still in existence, powering through.
So did your parents ever try to say, look, Em, it's, you're 20 now, you might as well throw it out, or did you just stash it away somewhere so she couldn't get to it? Because my parents threw away my toys and everything. I was devastated.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
No, I never had that talk, and Teddy's not stashed. Teddy's in my bed. Yeah, I guess with toys, I was never allowed to play with Barbies. They got taken away from me. Bit of a feminist mother upbringing.
Interesting.
Yeah.
How does she feel about Bratz dolls? Because I'm moving house, and I was cleaning out my house the other day, and for some reason there was a Bratz doll in the house. And
for some reason.
No, it belongs to my boyfriend, and he said that he got it because he used to work in an office where they like would give joke presents, and I don't fully believe him. So,
I don't know how she feels about those.
I've always had this, weird fear that kids are going to grow up with a complex because their heads aren't big enough if they live with Bratz dolls. They have really small heads.
They're going to be starting photoshopping all their Facebook photos till they have giant lollipop heads.
What about troll dolls and crazy hair dolls?
Oh, I miss troll dolls. Mm. How about Cabbage Patch Kids?
Creepy.
Really? Mm. I had about 5 of them. I loved them. Maybe that says something about me. I don't know. This is Generation X on Joy 94.9. It's all about 23 minutes until 8 o'clock. You can get in touch with the station, 0427JOY949, or email onair@joy.org.au, or you can tweet the station, GenXJoy949. Comes right into me at the computer I'm looking at right here on the Twitter. This is Generation Next. This is The Killers on Joy. You're on Generation Next. It's 18 minutes to 8 o'clock. I can count.
You're about the same as me, because every morning I sort of sit there and go, 22. Today we made up the weather. We looked at the window. And we went,
it's a bit cloudy.
It's currently 12 degrees in Melbourne for a top of 23.
And there's windows cleaning windows somewhere.
Yeah. What's disconcerting in the mornings, getting off topic, it means nothing. Yeah. But in the mornings, you can sit here in this window, and next to the window, and you hear pigeons.
That's the other thing. I think there's pigeons nesting on the thing.
I think there might be.
Terribly interesting.
Or someone like Robin Williams with a really good pigeon impression.
Yeah.
Is sleeping there.
Is that what he did, Rob?
Oh, probably at some point in his life.
Nested off. Now, we're talking earlier about, off air, about nightclubs that reject people because of they're straight, which is a bit of a reversal of what you would think. But
yes.
Yeah.
I think
have
really
you been rejected, Emma?
I've never been rejected.
Hello.
I find that hard to believe. No.
Essentially, it's a bunch of clubs in the UK who want to disallow straight people from entering gay clubs.
I don't understand how they'll even notice. Like, what the hell?
Well, there's been the challenge a long time, of course, at venues in Melbourne that have banned women. From the venue.
What about gay women?
No, as well, just females. So it's a male only venue. So there's obviously there's a huge range of sex on premise venues in Melbourne, and all over the country, which are for men only, and there'd be women only ones as well. Which you understand, it's a sex on premise venue, but a nightclub, I've always sort of had a problem with the idea of having that. Also at the same time, the idea of a gay club originally is that it's a safe place for gay men to go to, And for lesbians to go to their own club as well, and to just have a safe venue to go to relate with people. But it's at the moment now when, people go out for a good night at a gay club.
Yeah. Well,
people, I have so many straight friends, and they go for the music, and it's just...
It is good music. I don't agree with it. And I know, I can see where they're coming from. I can see how a bunch of straight guys walking into a gay club might be threatening for some people, and we don't want that. But I just feel like exclusion breeds exclusion, and a group of, ostracised people shouldn't really be ostracising others on the basis of their sexuality.
I think it comes down to the point that if you're straight and you wouldn't feel comfortable in a gay club, don't go to a gay club. But at the same time, there has been times, and there's been violence in the venue, there's been disruption in the venue because homophobic people going in and starting problems.
Mm. I think you could, it would be fair enough to reject people if you could see they're thugging in straight and there's a group of them, but if they're just having fun and just shit-faced, who cares?
The other hens nights. Let's get rid of hens nights.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say.
I love them. I think they're the best girls ever because they're drinking emotionally. Because one's getting married.
They know their life is
One's
over.
Getting married, the rest of them aren't. Always a bridesmaid, never a bride.
Yeah. Is that you, Kyle?
I think they're the best because the drag queens always get them up. And
really? Because that's a big complaint that, you know, there's gay people there wanting to have a good time and they're being gawped at and being laughed at and condescended to. And I suppose that can make some people uncomfortable.
And a lot of people who are quite offended by the fact that we can't get married are seeing someone celebrating the fact that they are getting married.
It's a little bit kind of, shoving your nose in it sort of thing.
Yeah. Pot calling the kettle black.
Exactly.
I think, is that the term?
Okay. Yes, that is the term.
The pot calling the kettle fat, Karen.
This is Generation X on Joy 94.9. After the break, we're going to be talking to a few more of the Gen X recruits. They're just coming in like a conveyor belt of people.
Yeah, real life job interviews on air.
Yeah, absolutely.
How exciting is that?
Absolutely. This is Adele's with Set Fire to the Rain. Love it.
Start crying.
Generation X on Joy. This is Generation X on Joy 94.9, 10 minutes to 8 o'clock, and we've got another set of young'uns in the studio, Mason and Lee. Thanks, guys, for joining us in the studio.
Thank you. All right.
If I turn your microphone on, that would help. Now, Mason, I'll start with you. You're a regular face around the station, and you've actually been on the show before.
Yes.
Yes. So, describe yourself.
A big ball of nothing currently.
So what I suppose attracted you to Joy in the first place?
I didn't have any friends and I didn't have a job, so free time needs filling up.
Cool. So what have you been sort of making yourself busy with?
I foster kittens as well, so.
Oh wow. Where do you get them from?
I don't know if I'm meant to mention it. I'm not going to be branded like that.
Okay, all right.
Fair enough to say I have kittens.
You have, yes. So we're not going to go into how you get the kittens.
No, we're not.
And we're also talking to Lee. Thanks for joining us, Lee.
You're welcome.
Now, you're interested in doing radio, I suppose. What brought you here, I suppose?
Well, I heard, obviously, on Murphy's Law, the Generation Next was looking for someone, and I thought I was that person.
Yeah, yeah. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Where did you grow up and where did you go to school and what are you into, I suppose?
I was kind of a bit of a gypsy. My mum travelled all over the place, so all over Melbourne, country, metropolitan. Went to school, actually went to about 6 or 8 schools.
How was that, getting used to a new environment every time?
Really good, actually, because I got to, I suppose, interact with a lot of different groups and kind of find myself a lot more.
Do you keep up with a lot of the people that you met there? Because I imagine you would have gone through a whole kind of Rolodex of friends and stuff. Do you keep up with them?
I tell you, it's difficult.
Yeah?
But I do try, and there's quite a lot of people that I do interact with, and it, as I said, it gets difficult. Yeah,
yeah, definitely. Now, we've got a couple of crazy questions here on Joy 94.9.
We sure do. I'm going to roll with the first one. Mason, what is the worst/most embarrassing CD you've ever owned, and do you still have it in your possession?
No, and it wasn't a CD, it was a tape of Shania Twain.
Oh, that is embarrassing.
I listened to it so much it broke, like that little, I don't know what happened.
What was your favourite song?
I can't remember now.
Oh, you just liked them all
equally, didn't you? Impress me much.
Is that the one she wears leopard print?
Yeah. And it's like in the desert.
Yeah, I think I like that. No, I'd have to like re-listen to her music to find out which one was my favourite.
You repressed and denied that memory, so now you don't remember.
Do you still?
Probably.
Do you still listen to it, though?
No.
Really?
No, I don't. Like, not really into country.
Because when I was about 8 or 9, I really got into Hanson, and I still have Hanson on my iPod, and I listen to it, and I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed.
You should be.
Yeah, we're all judging you.
I hope you know that I am judging you for that.
Well, that's okay, because I can't be judged. I'll just go home and cry. Lee, what's your CD that you're really ashamed of, but you love anyway?
Do you know what? I don't have a CD that I'm ashamed of, but if I had to say anything, I would probably say S Club 7.
Oh, love S Club 7.
I tell you, I like break it out on the bus and anywhere I go, S Club. Get me going.
That's a good song.
Yeah.
Well, I've got the next question, and I probably already know Lee's answer. What celebrity would you party with?
How do you know my answer?
S Club 7?
Everyone's in S Club 7, obviously.
Yeah, maybe. Do you know what? I'd actually probably party with Christina Perry at the moment.
Interesting choice.
Yes.
Interesting choice.
Fabulous.
Mason?
When you say party, what exactly does that entail?
Oh, I don't know.
You're thinking way too into this.
Yeah, no, because I don't party, so I'm just like, that doesn't sound like it's going to be fun unless
we,
like,
talk.
You
could spend quality time with a celebrity. Who would it be?
I don't really.
You could read a book with them. Go for a walk.
It doesn't that sound exciting?
Steal kittens with them.
I don't know. I don't actually look up to any celebrities.
That's interesting.
Take
what about that. A politician or someone that is a public figure.
Yeah, I'd like to get Julie Gillard quite drunk.
No, I don't think I'd want to hang out with a politician either.
Okay.
What would you say, though, if you were stuck in a room with Julia Gillard, for instance? What would you say to her?
I'd probably avoid eye contact and pretend she wasn't there and be like, I don't really want to hang out with you.
Okay, so you get into an elevator and there's Julia Gillard. Do you say, hi, Julia, or do you just ignore her?
Okay. I might make, like, a weird face in the mirror, like... just do things to, like, mess with her. Like, if I was actually in an elevator with her, I'd probably really hope I'd fart. And, like, it'd be silent. It'd be, like, a silent and deadly one, just so, like, when I walk out, I'm just, like, smirking and just, ugh.
I'd probably have to hit on her.
Yeah. Make her uncomfortable.
Yep.
With the farting, I suppose you'd have to hold the doors closed so she wouldn't escape.
Just, like, hold the bun shut, like, I'm not done.
Yeah. Lee, could you top that, do you reckon? Farting in the elevator with Julia Gillard?
I don't know about farting. I don't know if I could top that.
Okay.
I'd probably, start questioning her about marriage equality.
Yes.
Yeah, because, yes. I mean, I think that's a big topic at the moment.
Absolutely. So you'd get all
and I
up.
Suppose if I was you, Emma, I'd probably try and, hit the stop button and bribe her or something like that.
hit that red button that stops the thing.
Yes, and not her head.
I'm moving towards the microphone now.
We're moving forward.
Yeah, we're moving forward. Now, I suppose one of the things that we, and Mason, you probably have the advantage in this job interview process, is that on Gen X for a long time, we really haven't had much representation from the trans community, and Mace is a trans guy, he could bring a lot of information to us. How do you think you can deliver that information, and when can you have it by?
I can deliver it today via my mouth.
Like, that's probably the best way for radio, isn't it, really?
Yeah, because, that's kind of important. As long as you can't visually see me, it's fine.
So you're obviously... you've been sort of undergoing the transgender process for a little while now. What is
it's
that sort of
transitioning?
Transitioning.
The transgender process. I wake up one morning, I know what I am, and I know what I need to do.
Yeah. So how has that sort of been? I guess in a nutshell, going through that whole transitioning process.
It's a ball.
A ball.
Yes. If you want to say it. It's probably the best time of my life because I've been the happiest. So I guess in that kind of regards.
Yeah, excellent. I suppose my last question for you guys is, what do you guys want to be when you grow up?
Fireman.
You want to be fire?
No, I said fireman. I just had like a pause between fire and the man. So it's maybe like a superhero then.
Excellent.
I would be a New York DJ.
Oh, wow. Mm. So is this kind of your way into becoming a New York DJ?
I don't know. You tell me.
Is there a difference between, like, an LA DJ and a New York DJ?
No, I just think that there's more opportunities in New York, and there's probably other avenues that I could go down as well while I'm there.
Have you been to New York?
No.
Are you really looking forward to it?
Yes. Are you, like, a casting couch director? Yes. Like, what are your links?
This is Generation X on Joy, 94.9.
Well, Mason said he wants to be a fireman, but I have a question. Like, what do you do if you see a fireman? Put it out, man.
This is your crappy joke. Ha,
that was
ha,
funny.
Ha, ha, ha. Oh, dear.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.